Blackout 2022, starring Josh Duhamel as Kane, Abby Cornish as Anna, and Nick Nolte as Ethan McCoy. This was a film about a mysterious guy who we didn't really know who was running away from someone that was shooting at him. Right from the opening scene when they are shooting at his car and they're putting bullet holes with some sort of a automatic weapon, machine gun, and just lighting up his vehicle, and the vehicle crashes. And then in the next scene, he wakes up in a hospital. Right from there, I was like, this guy would have been dead. Like, why is he still alive and not a single bullet hole in him? When he wakes up, he has no memory of who he is, where he is, what's going on. But he slowly starts to regain some of his thoughts and memories as the drugs are starting to penetrate back into his brain, and the bad guys have penetrated the hospital staff and are trying to get him to remember. The bad guys in the film are supposed to be drug cartel from Mexico. They are trying to get what's in the contents of the silver case that Kane had earlier in the opening sequence. So a good majority of this film is spent in the hospital. Not more than 5 minutes in, he's whooping people's butts and killing people. Josh Duhamel ends up being, in a way, almost a wannabe Jason Bourne type of a caricature, where he doesn't remember who he is, but he has all these super abilities. He himself is messed up and can barely walk, and yet he is twisting necks and beating people to a pulp. In the film, the bodies just keep coming and coming and coming. They just keep bringing more and more people. And then you have Abby Cornish, who plays part of Anna, who says that she's his wife, but from his one memory that he can remember, the silhouette did not match what he was seeing, so he didn't trust her. And then you have Nick Nolte, who plays the part of a DEA agent, and you really didn't know at the beginning what kind of guy he was, if he was a good guy or if he was dirty. But we did see some scenes where he was friends with Kane. I was trying to watch it, I was trying to be entertained by it. By about 15, 20 minutes in, you're already thinking, this is just so fake. He's running down, in one of the scenes, he's running down a hospital corridor. There's two guys, not just one, but two guys with automatic weapons firing at him, and yet somehow they can't hit him. He does a dive, and then he makes it around a corner, and all they did was shot the walls. I'm like, come on, you can't be serious. So it was just so fake from that point of view. You could say they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. I was really looking forward to this film just because, and the only reason why I watched it was because Josh Duhamel was in it. And I remember him from the TV show Las Vegas, which I can't believe was way back in 2003. It starred him, James Caan, James Leisure, Vanessa Marcel, and Molly Sims were the big actors. And that was a really, really good show, and that's where I kind of was introduced to Josh Duhamel, and I thought, okay, I wonder what he's been up to after all these years. Let's check out Blackout, which is on Netflix. Unfortunately, this film was very disappointing. I definitely cannot recommend it. It was awful, and I would only give it 2 stars, and I would say steer clear of Blackout and go watch the TV series Las Vegas instead. It was way more entertaining.